Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And Matthew is drinking a drink and he says...
Hello, everyone.
That worked out really nicely, actually.
Still a bit of a frog in the throat, but we'll push through. Hello and welcome to this episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
I love a house meeting. It takes some beating. Give me a second. I haven't finished eating.
Hey!
I panicked.
Tom, I'll tell you now, we've already got a theme tune, which they'll hear in a second.
Okay.
But never mind that now. So, yeah, so the house meeting, we just chat about all kinds of stuff.
We're just three normal Joes who get together and talk about how our names are all the same. There's got to be a podcast out there called Three Normal Joes with people called Joe. Okay. Great chat, guys.
Please stop pitching new stuff and we're currently trying to work on this one thing we've done.
Sorry, you're absolutely right.
I've got to say as well, if you would like to come and see Flatshare Slamdown Live, it's happening on November the 20th at the Phoenix Pub in Cavendish Square.
Oh, yeah.
You say right like it's news to you.
The spiritual home of Flat Slam.
Yes, it's where we have some of our most fun shows. It's at the Phoenix Pub. You can get tickets from tickettext.co.uk or you can find the link through our Twitter, at Pappy's Tweet. And we have two amazing guests in Jeff Lloyd and Sarah Barron.
A married couple.
Yeah.
First time we've ever had a married couple, I think, is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
So that's going to be very exciting.
Lovely.
So do that. And do follow us on Twitter, at Pappy's Tweet, or find us on Facebook, Pappy's Flatshare Podcast.
Get involved in the Patreon. We can't do this without your support. We've had some lovely interactions with the patrons recently. Please join in.
Yeah, actually, we're starting to... We've now got an RSS feed. You can listen to all our bonus content on the RSS feed. And it's just... That's just for $5. You get that. And if you do $10, then you do our drunk episodes as well. You get our drunk episodes, which are really
treat.
Problematic to schedule at the moment, but yes. We will do them and they will be going out. So, find us Pappy's Flatshare on the Patreon, but most of all, enjoy this episode.
Whoop, whoop.
Tom, this is exciting for you.
Oh, yeah?
You're going to get the theme tune.
It's a house meeting. I need to meet...
No, Tom, you're going to get to hear the theme tune.
Oh, sorry.
Here we go.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
So, Tom.
Yeah.
You said you had a question for us.
I've got a good question for you.
Thank you for gathering us here.
Well, I haven't gathered you for the question.
Oh.
That puts a lot of pressure on this question.
That's what I like. That's why I did it. I thought, let's make it seem like we weren't supposed to record today, but you've called us here together to ask this top question.
I think the question may be strong and robust enough to take this weight.
Okay, here we go.
I was on the way over here. Looking
Hold on.
You called us over here. But you only came up with the question on the way.
That's the way this guy's mind works.
I knew it was going to be a big question.
Sometimes
I knew he was going to have a revelation on the way in. I woke up feeling inquisitive and thought, blow the conch.
What did you call me?
And thank you very much for the moment.
That's the way to force yourself to be creative. Set a deadline. Set a meeting.
Just set a meeting up and just go, right.
Set a meeting up.
I feel like that's been our entire career. I've got something important.
That's how I operate. Yeah. If you wanted to sort of do a 7 steps to a mediocre life in business, that would be step number one for me.
17 steps for you. Your lucky number.
17, my lucky number. 17 steps. Number one would definitely be set yourself a meeting, tell people you've got a brilliant idea, write it on the tube over. I've been kicked out of so many meetings, you can't believe.
When you're doing that kind of steps to success, there is definitely a limit if you have too many steps, people aren't interested, right? Like, I think you've got like 10 steps.
457 steps. To
like, not interested.
Like, oh my God, this is half a mile to success.
Like, there's normally a lot of steps in like physical steps. You normally have loads, but if you're publishing your steps to success or steps to clean living or steps to happiness,
yeah,
I don't think you're allowed more than 12.
Well, the 12-step plan is it Alcoholics Anonymous? And they
have 12, do they?
I think that's a 12-step plan.
Right. Clarky, what are you on? This is actually an intervention.
Step one, denial.
The big question is, Clarky, when was the last time you had a drink? I reckon 12...
On the way over here, it was my brilliant idea. Oh, God. Tiddy's on the train.
Harry's got a question, I'm taking a travel. I reckon any... Yeah. You wouldn't buy a book that's like 13 steps to this because you'd be like, oh, come on, mate. I've got things to do.
30 is unlucky.
Yeah.
13 steps to an unfortunate death.
By Lemony Snicket.
Yes, please.
Has Lemony Snicket written any self-help books?
I don't know.
So anyway, you've got, you can only have 12 steps.
12 tops, I think.
12 steps tops.
Yes.
Even then, I think that seems too many.
I think I'd nip it in eight.
Yeah, I think...
Single digits.
You're the BuzzFeed generation, that's why.
Yeah.
You want everything in short lists.
Absolutely.
Top 10 steps.
I don't feel like the BuzzFeed generation. It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. I was on the way over here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was walking through an area. And
okay, right.
Yes. I got away with that.
I was walking through an area.
Nothing wrong with walking through an area.
No. I've walked through some in my time.
Some of my favourite places to walk are areas.
Right. Can I ask what the area was? Is there?
That's classified, actually. Unfortunately, slightly classified.
There's no way you would be willing to.
It was Area 51.
Whoa!
I couldn't say.
You weren't one of those guys bum rushing Area 51, were you?
I was getting bum rushed in Area 51, okay?
Well, that's a different
thing. Were you escaping?
That's a different thing.
Okay.
By the way, I've pressed a button and I've turned this room that we're recording into basically a scene out of Black Mirror.
The wall has just come on. The wall has turned pictures of mountains.
The wall is now.
Are you a Bond villain?
A mountain view. No.
Did you bring us here? Is that live?
That's actually a window. That's my private island I've just bought.
Listener, dear, the patron's been going really well.
That's Area 52, right?
I don't know why that's happened there, but ignore that now because...
That's the area I was walking through.
What area were you walking through? Is it
a lake.
Is it pivotal to the story?
I'm guessing not, which is why you just called it an area.
If the area was pivotal to the story, there'd be more detail.
Okay.
Clarky?
Hello.
You were right. So, there was a statue in the middle of...
This area?
A square. It was a square.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you walking past Parliament?
No, and it was a guy with a sword in his hand, poking down.
Yeah.
The statue's all over London, isn't poking, it? There's loads of them.
Poking down.
There is.
And all the way around, everyone was on their phones.
Yeah.
I don't want to get like, oh, get off your phones, guys. But I was just thinking, statues of people these days, what would they be doing? Like, all the our statues. Like
back in the day, everyone was on their swords.
They're on their swords. They've got like their swords.
Oh, put your sword away.
Put your sword away. We're trying to have dinner.
Stop looking at the hilt. so it's like, you know, but like, all I'm saying, so my question to you is, if or when, depending on how you're feeling about your career,
yeah,
they make a statue of you, right? What do you want your statue to be doing?
What do I want my statue to be doing?
Like, what would a Matthew Crosby statue... What's the pose? What's the angle that goes, there's old Crosby? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I tell you what it would be. It'd be me...
On a column, so you could finally be seen.
I'd
put you on a... You're so sweet.
Definitely, there's got to be some sort of plinth.
At least a plinth.
There's got to be at least...
A phone book.
It's got to be, yeah, I'll take anything, really.
What about two plinths, like platform shoes, and you're astride them?
Oh, how far apart are the plinths, they?
That'd be so good.
I'm not doing the splits like Jean-Claude Van Damme in that advert. No.
But the statue of a glam rocker with two platform shoe plinths would be fucking cool, right?
Like Elton John in Tommy. He's got those massive platform shoes, but they're actually plinths.
Has anyone done that? Like a statue to Mark Bolan... And both of his shoes are big plinths. That's a great joke.
It's slightly cartoonish to sort of stereotype the man as just a bloke who wore big shoes. He was a brilliant musician.
Oh, of course, but you know, a big when you're going for a statue,
statements.
You've got to start thinking visual statements.
Okay,
you know, like you know, Morecambe and Wise, they're normally doing their.
Bring me sunshine.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're doing their little cockamamie dance.
They're doing the one hand up, one hand down.
There you go.
One leg up.
And you see it and you're like, there we go. Trafalgar's got his hand in his shirt.
Yeah. He was having a heart attack.
You know, so, but what's your statue?
Well, I'm not famed for any poses. That's not a thing that people know me for.
No.
Obviously, there's the double cock sit from last time.
I mean, the double cock sit would be an incredible statue. Between two plinths.
Between two plinths. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a third plinth under my arse. two enormous plinths of shoes. So I'm wearing big platform shoes. A third plinth under my arse, and I'm doing the double cock sit. How's that?
I can see it. It's vivid. It's going to be one of those statues that leads to a petition.
Definitely.
There's going to be a local furore in Bromley.
It's going to be vandalised. Oh, it's going up in Bromley, is it?
I think so.
It has to go up in your hometown, I guess, yeah. What? I was thinking maybe me sat with a laptop in front of me and the screen's blank.
Oh, that's nice.
You know?
Like, and you're looking for a charger?
Just looking around. And underneath... In sort of cursive, it says, "Does anyone know the Wi-Fi code?"
See, these are modern statues. This is what we want. So it's you, double cocked on a plinth, asking for the Wi-Fi.
I'm double cocked on a plinth. I've got a laptop that I can't turn on in front of me.
Great.
I'm asking. I've got a sort of one hand scratching my head as if to be like, "Where do I leave that blaster charger?" And then underneath
in a suitcase. Under
I love
the house,
it.
Probably.
I absolutely love that.
There we go.
And that is your statue.
Thank you. I'm happy with that.
Yes,
Anthony Gormley, off you go, mate.
The only tragedy of your statue there.
Oh God.
Is that?
Well, I'm dead. That's when they bring the statue in.
You don't have to be, do you? Is that the rule?
I don't know. Who's got a statue that isn't dead?
Listeners,
Ronaldo.
If you have, call in.
Oh, Ronaldo. Ronaldo got that funny statue of him.
Steve Ball, Wolves. I think sports people do well out of statues.
Sports people do well, whereas...
Sir Alex Ferguson? Yeah, we're sticking to sports.
Statue makers do well out of sports.
Yes, the secret tryst.
Is that the arrangement? So when kids show a lot of promise as sports, you know, like a 10-year-old David Beckham.
Statue makers,
they suddenly start circling. It's not just the clubs that start circling to snap them up.
Yeah.
It's the statue makers as well.
Times are hard for statue makers. They have had to fall back onto sports people because you just don't get as many statues anymore.
No.
Time was, you'd be churning them out.
Here's the thing
five
as well.
Five or six a month.
Figures are... The figures that would be built into statues...
And when you say figures, you mean...
Both the
figures.
The figures and the people. Mm. Increasingly contentious now. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, like, when Churchill went up, people vandalised it. And I know it wasn't necessarily because they hated Churchill, but imagine if they put up, you know, whatever you think of the woman, and we talk about her a lot on this podcast, Margaret Thatcher was a significant figure in... sort of British history, British politics, British history. If you built a statue to Thatcher...
Yeah. I don't understand political controversy. Sorry.
Well, I like the way that's... I'm really getting into politics. I'm starting to argue that certain figures weren't significant. Disraeli, jog on with your daft ideas.
It must be a tough break, and they must be sitting around. You know, like 2016, when all the famous people died? Don't tell me there weren't tables of statue makers down the pub being like, keep it on the down low, but here we fucking go, boys.
Because actually, that's right. I don't think there'd be any contention if someone said, look, we're going to build a statue of Prince, and we're going to put it in Paisley Park in...
Recently, you know...
What?
Sinead O'Connor was talking about him chasing her with a gun.
What? Is this true?
I didn't know that.
I mean, I don't know if that would be a good statue for him.
It's a pretty cool one.
I know you're actually... I forgot about this. You're in a Ball Celebrities WhatsApp group, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it.
And,
that's it, yeah.
And Sinead's piped up.
It was all over it.
What did Sinead say about this?
Fall Apply Challenged, it's called.
for the Appley Challenge.
How'd you like that?
Really good.
That's not bad.
Really good. So, why have you got a nosebleed?
I know. jump down. You know that moment in Indiana Jones where he can't see the path, but he steps forward? There we go.
I've forgotten about that bit. What a great moment.
That's one of my favourite bits in all the film. It blew my fucking mind when I was a teenager. Do you remember?
Yeah, does he throw dust out onto it?
Yeah, he throws like
but
sand
only
onto
after
it.
He takes the step. He does the step first, because it's faith, isn't it? The penitent man will pass, and then it's take a leap of faith.
Yeah.
I so would fail those challenges, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
You're not going to step out. I mean, you're wrong to do that in any other circumstance other than that film.
Statue to Indiana Jones. Don't mind if I do.
Yes, I think...
Just his hand coming under a doorway to grab his hat. That would be the statue.
What? I mean, hang on, where's the door?
Like you have like at the Harry Potter 18th and a third platform.
He's not read the books. He's not read the books, listen to it.
So the 9 3/4, it's...
his diary, 18th and a third.
So you'd have a doorway
that's almost closed.
Your idea is more of a Banksy, I think.
So it's
in
that we'd like to destroy it.
Novelty with statues. I know my parameters for that is an old dude on a bench, and you can sit with him. Don't mind that.
Yeah.
Don't mind a bit of that.
Although, have you been to...
So, platform shoes, though, not novelty.
No, I told you. It's
a whole Crosby double cocked here with his laptop, all of that...
Do you want me to break it down for you? There's a plinth. Tick. There's a figure on top of the plinth. Tick. Sure.
I took an iconic moment from an Indiana Jones film.
And turned it into a trip hazard.
It's too.
You're running down the road.
It's too low to the ground. The statue shouldn't be on the ground. I think that's like I love it.
Pop it on a plinth, mate.
No, but it
then
work.
That's confusing, isn't it? There's a hat in the air. What?
A hat's famously always on the ground.
Exactly, famously.
Maybe the hat's on someone else. And he's reaching through a doorway behind it.
This is a whole different
game.
What?
That's actually, now you say that, it's not a bad idea, is that it's raised up above the ground, let's say, 6 foot maybe, something like that, and you can step on a little thing and put your head in the hat, and it looks like Indiana Jones is holding your hat over your head. So
no one's going to be getting Indiana Jones from that, though. People are going to be like, look at this hat.
Yeah, look at this.
I like this idea.
Haven't you always wanted to wear a metal hat?
I've got the title for it. Look at this hat, Chew.
Oh my goodness. Again, he stepped out into the void, and this time he fell 20 feet at least.
So I like the idea of that. So it's...
Look at this hat, Chew.
Look at this hat, Chew.
Hat Chew
Crosby.
Who's it for? Who are people remembering?
Let's not start asking who is this for.
Well, 2016, those statue makers, they were sharpening their tools, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think there's a story in this? Like, these statue makers go around killing prominent people in order to fuel their business. Corsham's eyes just lit up. As
the
if
elves
to say,
and the statue makers.
Contact Audible. We've got a narrative podcast on our hands.
They've got little elves to...
Hold on. Where's the elves come from?
The elves and the statue maker.
What? Is this a... What's this?
You know, the elves and the shoemaker?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I know that one.
Well...
The statue makers nicked the elves off the shoemaker.
The statue maker, right.
That's a different podcast.
They're going round different makers and seeing if there's any work they could be doing. So, Reverend of the Makers. Do you want to have Jeremy Corbyn come out and introduce you on stage? Yeah, of course you do. Here we go. We'll sort it out with the elves. So, they go around. Makers Mark. They go around.
They get pissed off by makers. They're obsessed with makers.
So they go around, they find the statue makers, they think, look, no one's dying of significance. Let's go around and shiv Prince.
Hang on. I think the elves have queered this from what was a very Interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry, crime mate. Drama. Sorry, wait.
It was.
Oh, I didn't realise we were. This is Serial Series 7.
Thank you.
But what? So,
we've
what
got to be
saying?
Ambitious now.
You think the Statue Makers were in on it?
Narrative drama that is they, big, right?
They bumped podcasting. Off Ronnie Corbett.
Yeah, here we go. Right,
here's the thing. Why did they bump off Prince and Ronnie Corbett then? Two of the smallest people in the world.
Yeah, because they're not very expensive to make their statues.
It's like, they're like, we've got a couple of small rocks. Yeah. Which is out.
You don't need much brass
for that.
You
were next on the list, Crosby. You were lucky, mate.
There we go.
That's why I wear my platform shoes.
So, and that's the detective work, right? The detective starts to work out. All these celebs that are dying, they're all under 5'5". And someone says, oh, that's interesting, because you can make a statue for under a grand for someone who's 5'5", and it's like, what, hang on, this can't, that's, is that a coincidence?
Can we rewrite the dialogue slightly? Because that was... Is it a coincidence?
Yeah, he's got a lot going on, this guy.
It's like Peter Falk type, yeah, Columbo type.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
And then he starts to link up all the short celebrities. It's high concept. You've got to give it that, but there might be legs in it.
It's high concept, and yet you won't accept that I put elves into it.
Look, it's the supernatural thing, okay?
Well, I just didn't understand the link between elves and statues, initially.
Well, makers.
And, well, I say initially. House
meeting. What would you say to Ronan?
House meeting. Probably nothing at all.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Matthew.
Tom.
Ben.
And you know us from the Pappy's Flatshare podcast. And we are here in the public house in Sydenham. And we've had a lovely drink. A lovely time. And we've recorded one of our famous drunk episodes.
Infamous nowadays.
Infamous at this stage, yeah. One of our famous drunk episodes of the Pappy's Flatshare podcast. If you would like to listen to it, all you need to do is go to Patreon.
It's not rocket science. Sorry. I thought you'd finished.
Way to make it more complicated.
All you need to do is go to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare and you too
can
listen
to the podcast.
Yes.
Indeed.
As you can tell from, we had a really fun time.
We had a lovely time.
And we'd love you to join us. Tom, it's all right,
sorry,
mate, you're going to get through it. Join us at Pappy's... join us at patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare and you too can enjoy a lovely drunk podcast with us.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot... We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
House meeting.
How do they make bread with no wheat in?
House meeting.
What about the statues though at Brixton Station? You know, they've got a man standing there on Brixton Station waiting for the train, and they've got on the other platform, they've got a woman standing on the other platform. Have you ever seen those?
No.
I'm sure I have.
Brixton,
actually.
Not Brixton Tube.
They're,
like,
they're
Brixton
people. Train
they're just
station.
People, dude.
What?
They're people.
I put my arm around them and had a photo. I'm really regretting that now.
Oh, no, they're just commuters.
Why has he got a bird standing on his head? It's Brixton, isn't it?
It's Brixton.
That's so Brixton,
that's
guys.
I really like that idea. Is it not in the tube, surely?
No, not in the tube. No, on the... But it used to really freak me out if you'd come through Brixton Station sort of late at night. If I go and see a show at Brixton Academy, it was quite late at night.
Yeah.
And you're stood on the platform. The only other thing on the platform is a statue.
You went to a popular show, eh?
That's the kind of bands I'm into.
It's just me, a couple of statues enjoying them.
But yeah, if it's just you and the statue on the platform,
do you think
quite creepy? Yeah.
Someone has ever missed their train waiting behind the statue? You get onto Brixton statue in the morning. No, you get to Brixton Station in the morning.
Yeah,
it's crowded. You stood behind this dude. train comes and you're like, get on, everyone, get on. Come on, mate. The train's gone, and then you realise he's a statue.
That's absolutely not how commuters work.
I write the dialogue for commuters as well. Come on, mate.
I've never been in a commuting situation where someone's gone, oh, hang on a sec, the train can't leave. This bloke hasn't got on yet. People just want to pile on themselves, and that's it.
You're stood behind, you're shoving this guy, you think, bloody hell, he's strong.
He's very strong.
He's
very
cold. Going nowhere, this guy.
He's made of metal. He's stuck to...
I mean, I'll give him that. He is made of metal.
Tell you what, this robot doesn't want to get on the train. No, he's sort of stuck to the wall, so you can't stand behind him. I guess probably because
a wall-based statue. Clarkie's forte.
I say he's stuck to the wall. It's just his hand coming out and a hat.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah.
And you can sit on it. I'll tell you what I'd like.
Oh, sit on his hand.
Yeah, I'd like, instead of benches, you have the statues of dead people and their hands are coming out of a wall and you get to sit on them.
Wait, like, so the hands... So it's for example, if somebody dies, like they used to do, like a death...
Well,
hang on a sec, hold tight. Let's hear it. Let's break it down.
I mean, there could be something in this.
So if somebody passes away,
yeah.
like you used to make a death mask of their face.
You make a cast of their hands.
Both hands. You'd sort of have them in a cupped position.
Yeah.
And then you'd have them sticking out of a wall.
Crosby gets
at
it.
About arse height, at about sort of bus stop level.
A little plaque that says, take a load off in memory of Tom Parry.
Take a load off.
And then you're sitting in my hands.
No. Take a load off should be Mavis Staples, shouldn't it?
No.
John Burko here doesn't like the idea.
No.
Order.
No, but I don't think a hand's going to be particularly comfortable.
One
on each buttock.
How about if they're holding out a hat?
Clarkie, go and just place your buttock one in each of Tom's hands, and we'll see.
It's all about angle, I think.
It's all about angle.
I mean, can I
double cock in your hands?
No, don't try and double cock. Okay. You didn't like it.
They're live hands. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt unusual.
I felt like I was getting probed. Did you move your hand at all?
No,
I think the problem you did, Tom, is that you splayed your fingers. I think splayed fingers is not a good idea. I think a real cupping should occur.
Oh, dear. I'm going to have to go try and cross these, aren't I?
Like a shovel cupping.
Yeah, like a shovel cupping.
Well, go for your guns.
Okay. Clarkie, come over here.
Enjoy the shovel cupping of Crosby. And listen,
just warm them up as well.
Listen, obviously, we don't have to have all the fun. If you're listening in pairs, shovel cup the person you're with.
Okay.
Not too much of a cup, mind, because then you have to hop on. There you go.
That's better, isn't it?
Don't splay today.
Don't splay today will be the last words that the statue maker will say to Lulu as she's passing on.
Lulu's on the list.
She's splayed away.
Crossbow, we've got your statue.
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Clarkie, the budget's in.
Hello.
Wolverhampton, they've stumped up the cash. The Mander Centre.
You could be the next man on a horse.
Yeah.
Famously, the problem with the man on the horse, the statue maker got the horse's feet wrong.
Yeah.
And killed himself.
So the story goes.
Tell me the story of this, because I know I've seen the statue of the horse.
Statue of Prince
Albert.
The
legs are like...
On the horse.
The legs are... The right legs are both going forwards and the left legs are both going back. And that's not how a horse walks. That's how a horse trots.
Oh, okay. So Prince Albert's horse wouldn't trot because it seems like it's disrespectful?
But it's still in a walking position. It's not in a trotting position. So it should be like... That. Sorry, listener. I'm demonstrating with my fingers.
Use your words, Ben.
I'm cupping my fingers.
Right leg forward, front legs, right forward, left back.
Yeah.
Back legs.
Left forward, right back.
Surely the difference between walking and trotting is just like how...
Oh, and also, crucially, Prince Albert's double cupping the horse. We should have said that, really. That was the big issue. And also, his junk's pierced.
Did he really have a pierced penis, Prince Albert?
I mean, I think so.
But it was for riding horses, wasn't it? It was to sort of strap you down when you're riding.
No,
I think so. Isn't that the idea that you would have a piercing in the end of your knob and a piercing in your belly button, and you'd attach the two together so you didn't sit on your
junk.
On your, sit on your penis when you were
horny. I thought you meant you're connect attaching to the horse. Your penis.
Yeah, like Avatar.
Prince Albert's gone full Avatar. Here we go, Bessie. We're not trotting today.
Terrible news. The king's fallen off his horse. I mean, he's still attached. He's fine.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, no.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
You kind of just tuck it up, don't you?
Wow.
Cheaper. Now that is a film I'd watch.
That's an episode of The Crown we're all waiting to see.
Yeah, never mind about Catherine the Great. You should see what Prince Albert's done.
Prince Albert the Weird.
I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
The Queen was mourning for Prince Albert, and her first state visit was to Wolverhampton.
Right.
The place you go to cheer yourself up.
Yeah,
and they unveiled the statue of Albert in memory of him, and it was pointed out that the feet were incorrect, and...
And the statue maker...
The story goes, never recovered.
Well, he killed himself. It's hard to recover. It's hard to come back from that, famously.
I'm going to bounce back from this.
Not my words. You haven't seen the last of me.
That'd be really funny.
I made a statue of myself.
Put my right leg and my left leg going the wrong ways.
I mean, that's the thing about statue makers, isn't it? It's like, do you think they all make a statue of themselves? And if not, they should.
If I was a statue maker,
yeah,
and I was commissioned to do a statue of someone, I would, without telling anyone, use my body, but then stick the person's head on it.
I think that might be quite apparent when you come to do your Margaret Thatcher statue.
Dame Judy Dench?
Why is Dame Judy Dench wearing a yellow T-shirt? But isn't that what Gormley does?
Cupping a hand so.
Gormley uses himself, doesn't he?
He does.
As his, yeah. Like...
But he makes no bounds. He doesn't do other people, does he?
No, that's true. But the Angel of the North is his body. And all the ones on Crosby Beach, they're his body. Is that right?
I believe so.
Has he got wings?
No, the wings he added, but the torso and the legs and all that. That's him. That's wow. Him. Yes. But we haven't got to the bottom of this. What is
Clarkie's
statue?
Oh. It should be me laughing.
I'd like that.
That's
yeah.
What I kind of do. And
very careful, though, with the location of that statue. Like, don't stick outside a hospital.
No, very true. Like,
or, you know,
yeah.
Opposite a graveyard.
Why would you stick it outside a hospital? What association has Clarkie got to hospitals that you'd be like, I tell you what, it would be a great place for this unknown man laughing outside Great Ormond Street?
Unknown man laughing is a damning diamond of Clarkie's life and career.
Right, no, but...
The unknown man. We never knew him.
No, but if you think about the kind of people, like in Liverpool Station, Liverpool Lime Street Station, there is a famous comedian, a statue of a famous comedian, Ken Dodd.
Yeah.
Right? Because he is one of Liverpool's most famous sons.
Of course.
I've got to be like...
Warvo's top 10?
I wouldn't say top 10. I won't go that far.
Where's the statue
of... the top 500.
Where's the statue of Jazz Man from Babylon Zoo at the moment?
Exactly.
Yeah,
because that's what we need. He's
taking a dump behind the police station. Really bad positioning.
Why is there a photo of him taking a dump? I panicked.
It's all right.
Oh, you're the statue maker.
It's my body. It's what I was doing at the time.
The thing is, if you panic when you're making a statue, you think you've got more time.
Oh, no.
I'm committed now.
It's a 4-year panic attack. Okay, so Clarkie's laughing.
So I'd be
Where would you position yourself, though?
Because I'm from Wolverhampton. And I'd in the town centre, and then people could come up and have, like, photos where they're, like, telling me a joke or whispering in my ear or... Falling over.
That's
and
nice.
Be like,
are you pointing at someone and laughing?
Maybe. Or just being, like, just doing, like, an open gesture.
Okay, here's the thing,
people
right?
People could sit on that gesture. The single-handed cup.
What?
That's
what a follow-up.
That's a great empty
night.
I could sit
on that gesture.
That is a great empty night, isn't it? You go to the, what's it called? The What's your big club? It's got like a posh name.
Blast the Dorchester.
Off. The Dorchester. You go to the Dorchester, you get pissed up at the Dorchester, you go,
it's the name of
who's that sitting club on Clarkie's gesture at the end yeah. of the night? And Parry goes, I'm going to do it. Shimmies up the statue, sits on his cocktail.
And it becomes a turn of phrase like, oh, sat on Clarkie's gesture last night.
I drank way too much last night. I really,
absolutely sat on Clarkie's gesture.
I absolutely sat on Clarkie's gesture. The only thing is, what are you doing? Are you sat in a seat? Are you stood up?
I'm not. I'm flicking the bird upsettingly. So sitting on my gesture becomes...
I thought that would be a really good... I was thinking that, like, as a really good statue. Like, if you're a beloved son of Wolverhampton, for example, like...
As we are.
Have the statue on the outskirt of town, just a welcome to Wolverhampton, and you're flicking, like, the Vs to your neighbouring towns or something like that. You'd be like,
yeah. You're flicking the Vs to Dudley?
Yeah.
Why are you saying, welcome to Wolverhampton should be, like, piss off Tipton instead?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, let's work it out there, because who are the most famous sons of Wolverhampton? There's Bully.
There's the Sporting Sons.
There's
Billy Wright.
Billy Wright, yeah.
Stan Cullis. Names to conjure with.
Sure.
Bully Bully,
yeah.
And then I guess it depends.
So how, good they named him twice.
How far are you going to cast your net? Because there's like Lenny Henry, Tipton Way, Dudley.
He's Dudley. I don't he's think Dudley, Wolverhampton can claim him. No, you can't. No. What about we've got
Slade.
Slade's well, I think Dave Hill.
Well, Dave Hill, not the rest.
Not the rest of them, because Noddy Holder's Black Country and Birmingham, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So one of Slade.
Yeah. Frank Skinner's a Brummie, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, he's West Bromwich Albion.
So yeah. So you are actually up there. Jazzman's Wolverhampton, isn't he?
I believe so.
Any other people from the world of movies? Have there been any movie stars from Wolverhampton?
Catelyn Moran's from Wolverhampton.
Catelyn Moran, of course, famously Catelyn Moran. So
Beverly Knight?
Bev Knight, yeah, definitely. So
two big hitters there.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got Dave Hill, Beverly Knight, Jazz Man, Catelyn Moran, is Clarkie going to be fifth?
Oh, no.
Clarkie could be like next to Catelyn Moran, and then it'll look like Catelyn Moran's making Clarkie laugh.
That's true. You could be watching an episode of Raised by Wolves.
That's an uninspiring statue. Is Clarkie watching the telly?
I mean, it's true to life, though.
It would be so funny to have a statue of you, like, playing Call of Duty. Just be like, yeah, he could have done more with his life, probably, but he enjoyed a rest.
You can sit down next to me, play along.
Chuckle away. A laugh with Clarkie. You know, like the conversation with Oscar Wilde?
Yes.
That's what you want. It's actually, it's a sofa. Clarkie sat in one seat. There's like a, you know, a bowl of, what do you normally eat? Popcorn, M&Ms? What's your snack of choice?
Crisps, I guess.
Bowl of crisps. There's a lovely bowl of crisps in bronze. And and Clarkie is cracking.
He's already not happy with his statue. He panicked with crisps. There's a lot of metal sharp edges in a statue of a bowl of crisps.
All right, well, let's, don't worry about the crisps.
Health and Safety Brigade might be coming
tell
after
you. What,
you.
Forget the crisps.
Hummus. I'm just putting my fingers straight into hummus.
He's got his fingers in some hummus. His other one is gesturing in a cupped position.
Getting ready for the cup.
He's laughing, but you can sit down next to him and have a laugh with Clarkie.
Hummus with Clarkie? I think the hummus has really queered this image. Why are you putting your fingers in some hummus?
I don't know.
Pizza.
Okay, sure, there's a pizza.
I put my fingers into some pizza.
He's got his hand on a pizza. He's passed out, but he's still laughing. So forget the hummus.
Still. A laugh pizza, with... one very sharp edge.
And what about...
Statue of Pizza's pretty much a big knife, isn't it?
What about a phone charger?
I've got a charger in mine already.
Oh, yeah, yours has got a charger.
Yeah, let's get...
So hang on, you can charge your laptop on your statue?
Yeah, I've got a USB port in my anus.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, no, you should have Wi-Fi on your statue. That should be your thing.
There should be, like, a Wi-Fi code.
Yeah, your statue should have Wi-Fi.
My statue's got... It's a... Like a satellite tower.
Yours has got Wi-Fi.
Mine's a big router.
Yours
basically.
Is a takeaway delivery location.
Yes.
So it's like, pop on the sofa next to Clarkie, order your takeaway, it'll be with you in 5 minutes.
So it's delivery, but you have to go to a different location.
It's a weird business
model. It's not a great plan. Deliveroo, so we come to you as long as where you are is the one.
You know, you're going through a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah.
So what you do is you pop on the sofa next to Clarkie and there's an intercom and you go, I'd like a pizza, please. And then they bring the pizza to you. Popular idea.
But you've got out of your drive, whatever you're driving into.
You're out and about in town centre, aren't you? Having a time.
Oh, so it's just if you want to wait for your pizza, is it in the shop or is it outside of the shop?
It's outside the shop. See, no, so, I quite like that though. Yeah. If you're looking for something, like, you could sit there and go, what shall I have? I can pick any of the kind of high street foods.
Yeah.
And your next to Clarkie. Motionless, laughing. Gurning face gives no answer.
Well, what shall I have, Clarkie?
He doesn't know. I'll have a pizza, please.
I was doing a gurning face there for the at-home listener.
So what's your statute on?
Shirt off, whirling my top, bare my head. Dynamic. It's live. Bit nervous about the belly.
But the thing is, with a statue, and you're the statue maker, you could actually, you know, you've given everybody else your body.
Finally.
I give mine Dame Judi Dench's.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for. A shirtless Dame Judi Dench with your head, waving a T-shirt above her head, and the slogan just simply says, oh, God.
House meeting.
Can I get this pizza delivered to the meeting?
House meeting.
Well, what a treat that was. Thank you for sticking around till the end.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know. Some people will have switched off by now.
Sure they will, but fuck those guys. Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end.
We had a lot of fun. If you enjoyed it, please leave a review on iTunes. What else can you do? Oh, recommend it to a friend. That's always nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had a message on Instagram recently. I will find it for you because this is, you know, I appreciate people when they're attempting to spread the good word about our podcast, even when it doesn't always go to plan. A guy has said, Podcast Bible, Pod Bible, the podcast that we appeared on, says, what's the podcast you'd recommend to a podcast newbie? Right, they asked that on Instagram. And Matt P said, I always recommend Pappy's Comedy. But it's not everyone's cup of tea. So,
well, there we go.
Thank you very much, Matt P.
Thanks, mate.
He then goes on to recommend Dad Wrote a Porno instead.
So, everyone's cup of tea.
Everyone's cup of tea, everyone's that one. Cup everyone's cup of tea. But yeah, so find us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, find us on Facebook, and be a pal. And do stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
And please do be honest.
Be honest, guys.
For God's sake.
This episode was recorded and edited and produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team! She's doing all the work!
Cheers, everyone!
Bye!
So in a moment, you're going to hear the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Yeah. And it was recorded in the public house in Sydenham.
Mm.
Our favourite boozer. Because we are also about to record the drunk house meeting that we record once quarterly. And you can hear on our Patreon if you go to patreon.com/ Pappy's Flat Share. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Please be upstanding for the...
Excuse me.
What's
could
this?
You just wait for me to be upstanding,
okay,
please?
Okay, sorry to rush you guys.
No, please do continue now.
Please be upstanding for the Patreon Neighbourhood
Sorry, hang on. It's my friend. Are you upstanding?
Oh, I am certainly...
Sorry, please do continue.
I'm so devastated to have to interrupt you, but I will be upstanding. Jaunty.
He can do the mashed potato.
Oh, yes.
He can do the twith. It's Fraser Smith.
He can do the mashed potato. Oh. He can do the twith.
Oh, yes.
He can do the boogie woogie until his big ass goes boing. He's the best mover on the dance floor. It's Nick Burgoyne.
He can do the mashed potato.
Oh, yes, the boogie woogie.
He can do the twith.
Yes.
He can spin you right around.
360.
And lift. Up above your head he goes. In a lovely lift. It's pranks and frith.
It's actually pranks and firth.
Oh, firth.
Oh, firth. He can lift you high above the earth.
It's classic
pranks.
Firth.
It's pranks and firth.
He can do the mashed potato.
Oh.
He can do the mashed potato.
Oh, yeah.
He can do the twist.
Yeah.
He can do the jive, mama jive.
Oh, yes.
Yes. He can break dance. But sadly... He's bald.
Oh, say they too.
But that doesn't stop him dancing.
It shouldn't.
Watch him go. Watch them go. It's Sunny Hold.
It's Sunny Hold. Oh, he can do the mashed potato.
Yeah.
He can do the twith.
Yes.
He can dance around and let his big butt shake.
For it is Adam Drake.
He can do the mashed potato.
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 He can do the twist.
He loves the twist.
He can do the twist.
What's him twist?
He can spin for days and days. To this, he is no stranger.
Oh, really?
Well, of course. It's Mark Granger.
He can do the mashed potato.
He can do the mashed potato.
It goes without saying he can do the twist.
Well, of course he can do the twist.
But tragically, his arse has fallen off.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yes. And let me tell you something. When his arse fell off, I invested in him tenfold. Because I love a good comeback story.
Very shrewd, very shrewd.
Seven!
Get that arse back on you and start that thing again. Richard Penfold.
Oh, he can do the mashed potato.
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 He can do the twist.
Ooh, he can do someone want a mashed potato?
He can drive around.
Yeah, oh, yes, please. Oh, thank
you. He's got a mashed potato.
He can do the
he's
mashed
got a
potato.
Macaroni cheese. He can dance around, doing the twist, doing the mashed potato. Until his arse falls off.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Not again.
And I looked at that arse on the dance floor, and I said, I've seen that arse before.
Oh, yes.
It's got a wart on.
Ooh.
It must belong to Ben Horton.
That concludes this week's Neighbourhood Watch. Patreon, roll call.
You can do the mashed potato.
You can do the mashed potato.
You can do the twist.
You can do the twist.
You can do the boogie again.
You can do the boogie again.
And it goes like this. And it goes like this.
It's not falling off.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.